Hi everyone, it's Alex. Just popping in to mention that there's a trailer for Believer at the end of this episode, so make sure you listen right until the end to catch that, and check out the podcast after you finish this episode. Now, without further ado, please enjoy Season 1, Episode 3, Familiar Faces, Part 1.
Adams?
Yeah.
Cause of death?
Stabbed.
And you died on?
The 20th.
And when were you born?
1st October 2005.
Everything seems to match up with your papers. You can move on to the portal now. I'm sorry you had to leave the world so young, and I'm sure you'll have a better time in the spirit world.
Thanks, I guess.
April Ellsworth?
Here.
Cause of death?
Disease.
Death date?
Last Tuesday.
And your birth date?
4th of August, 1944.
Thank you, April. Enjoy your afterlife.
Thank you, dear.
Colin Matthews? How did you die?
I'm dead.
I'm sorry.
I'm dead.
Yes.
What?
I'm really sorry about this. Could you tell me the last thing you remember?
I'm sure I was.
Do you think they can hear us?
Probably not.
Okay, so that's Haley Belmont, oh, and that's Kit Edgar, and Shauna Brennan. Who else?
Wilfred Wade, Gareth Adams, April Ellsworth, Colin Matthews.
Oh, and look at that, and Colin seems to be the last one.
Yep.
No Chip Romero.
Nope. Why are you looking at me like that? Sam, what do you want me to say? Okay, fine. I admit there is a slight possibility that you might be right.
Thank you!
Oh, good. You're back.
It's just because I missed you. I am not here to learn.
Can I hug you? I mean, I understand if you're not in the right place mentally, or you just don't want to, or don't think we're there as friends or something. I don't know, we've never hugged before, and I...
Shut up and give me a hug, please.
Maybe I should warn Sam, she might cry.
I don't think I've ever seen Sam cry.
Well, you'd better start preparing yourself then.
I think I'm going to apologise to her.
Oh, she's gonna cry. You know you don't have anything to apologize for, though, right? You didn't do anything wrong. She crossed the line.
I just want my friends back.
So, you can come to school, but you can't text me back?
I'm sorry, okay. I should have kept you updated. Should have let you know I was okay.
No, I'm sorry. Come on, give me a hug. You know you can talk to us, right?
I know. Already got the lecture from Freddy.
Well, you should listen to Freddy. You know, he's usually right. Except when he disagrees with me.
Of course.
You know I'm always right.
You're usually right.
I'm always right, Evan.
Sure you are. Surprisingly, I got through lunch without crying. I didn't even storm out. And room 56 didn't feel as empty as I thought it would. I was surrounded by friends. I even laughed. Made them laugh, which is a miracle, really. I haven't properly smiled since before Kathy told me that Chip disappeared. I think I'd sort of forgotten how nice it was. But as I was laughing with my friends, with Sam and Nikki and Freddie and Calliope, I started to think about Chip. About how I used to laugh with him. How we were happy. And I stared out the window. The others were talking about something, but I wasn't really listening. I zoned out, still got Chip on the brain. I stared out the window. The grubby, grimy window. And for a few seconds, I was sure he was there. I mean, I could see him. His blue hair, his brown eyes, his freckles. He was even wearing that massive blue coat he always wore in winter. It was way too big for him, but he always insisted on wearing it. Thought it made him look taller. It didn't, it just sort of drowned him. That coat wasn't in his house. Probably means he was wearing it when he disappeared. And here he was, stood outside the window, in that coat. His eyes met mine, just for a second, but that second was enough for me to notice that there was something wrong about his eyes and his smile. It wasn't the kind smile I was used to. It seemed cruel. He seemed cruel, and Chip was incapable of being cruel, I know that for a fact. This wasn't Chip Romero. This was a sick, twisted version of the boy I used to call my best friend. He raised one gloved hand to the window and tapped three times. And I could have sworn that his laugh was deafening, echoing through the room. But no one else seemed to bat an eye. I looked around, searching my friends' faces for a sign that they'd seen him too, or heard him at least. But there was nothing. Then I looked back to the window, and he was gone.
Am I going to be doing more than making a display today?
That display was important, Calliope.
Yes, and it turned out very nice, if I do say so myself. But you said I was going to help Sam, not just make things and look pretty.
Well, you are really good at making things and looking pretty, though, so can you blame me?
Yes, I can. Very easily, in fact. I was under the impression I'd be actually investigating, not just being your beautiful and artistically talented sidekick.
Okay. Well, I might have a job for you.
What is it?
Go to Evan's house and get him talking about the last time he saw Chip?
Sam, no.
If I ask him, he'll know I have ulterior motives.
I am not going to take advantage of our grieving friend just because you know he won't talk to you.
I'm not asking you to take advantage of him.
I'm just asking you to reminisce with him.
God. Okay. Fine. What do you want me to find out?
Just anything you can.
casually, of course. Just, you know, try to find out if Chip was acting weird at all before he went missing. Maybe help us figure out what happened.
Got it. Right. I swear, if this doesn't work out, you owe me so much.
Oh, hi, Callie.
Hi, Jess. Is Evan in?
Yeah, he's in his room. You know, you could have told me you were coming over. We could have walked home together.
I guess it slipped my mind.
Come in. I'll tell Evan you're here.
Thanks, Jess.
Him.
You could have texted me.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Did you want anything?
Well, I was in the area.
You're always in the area. We live in the same town, Calliope.
Well, I wanted to see you.
Did Freddy send you?
No.
He gets so worried, he doesn't think I can take care of myself.
Well, can you?
Yes! I'm perfectly capable of taking care of myself. Why are you even here? I don't need babysitting.
Is it so hard to believe that I just wanted to spend time with my dear old friend?
I suppose not.
Well, I was going to suggest we go on a walk, but you're...
I'm in my pajamas.
That you are.
Do you want to watch a movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can I choose?
So, something just happened. I was supposed to go and visit Kathy again while Calliope talked to Evan. That was the plan, anyway. It didn't exactly work out. I was walking towards Chip Street. I'd taken the scenic route through the woods. It seemed like a good idea at the time. Except it was nearing 8 p.m. in January. In England. In other words, it was quite dark. I've never been scared of the dark. Not even as a child. And not now at 18 years old. But tonight I was scared. And not of the dark, that wasn't the problem. The problem was what I saw, or thought I saw. I thought I saw a person, a man, a face, something staring at me. Something was hiding behind a tree and staring at me, an eerily big grin on his face, and I didn't know who he was at first. I didn't recognize him, at least. Not in that moment, anyway. All I knew is that we looked alike. Eerily alike. I mean, okay, baby, it wasn't eerie. It wasn't like looking in a mirror. We had the same dark skin and the same short, fat build. It was dark, and the forest was foggy, and I wasn't wearing my glasses, but I was sure, I was certain that one of the differences between us was his face. Stop smiling. It should have been nice. That smile should have been nice. But it wasn't. I couldn't really tell how old he was. He was either 19 or 34. At first, I didn't know why. I just knew he was either of those very specific ages. But then I realized... he was both. I was seeing two images of the same man, my father. My very, very absent father who I hadn't seen in 16 years. I can't really remember him, but he was there. Two of him were. I watched as the man flickered between two images, and I realized one of the images was the version of my father I had seen in photos from before he left us, or the town forced him out, or whatever happened. The other was how I always imagined he'd look now. That was when I realized I was definitely seeing things. I tore my eyes away and I ran. I ran as fast as I could. I ran all the way back to my house and I hugged my mom tighter than I ever have before. I really don't like this.
That movie sucked.
Well, yeah, you let my sister pick it.
Hey, don't be mean. Jess is cool.
Is she really? Is she cool? Tell me one thing that's cool about her, Clivey. Tell me one thing.
Yes, all trans girls are cool. Scientifically proven.
Okay, you're right about that. All trans girls are wonderful and fantastic.
Aw, you think them cool.
Shut up. It's so quiet.
Yeah. Do you want to go to the park?
I used to go there with Chip, you know? At night, we used to sit on the swings and just talk. It was nice to have someone to talk to. It was really, really nice.
You still have people to talk to. You do know that, don't you? You know that I'm here. That we're all here if you ever want to talk.
Of course I know that, and I know you're here, and I'm talking to you right now. It's just, it's not the same. I think I might have been a little bit in love with him. I didn't realize, not until after he was gone. You know how it is, that good old repression. That's not funny, is it?
I'm so sorry, Evan.
I think I could have stopped whatever happened to him.
What do you mean?
The day before we noticed he was gone, he was meant to meet me at the park. It was like our Thursday thing. We used to meet there every Thursday evening, and then we'd just do whatever. We'd just talk about stuff. It was like our thing. He was acting sort of weird all day at school, so I wasn't sure whether he was gonna come or not. I waited 40 minutes and he didn't turn up, so I went home because it was cold. I was alone and I didn't want to be alone, but maybe if I just stayed a little bit longer.
I don't think he would have come, Evan.
He went to the meadow. He usually goes there when he's sad. He probably went to the park and was upset that I wasn't there. I could have stopped this.
I'm sure that's not what happened. Evan? Evan? Are you okay?
I think I'd better go home. I keep seeing things. I keep seeing him. The knot chip was staring at me. I left Calliope, pulled my jacket tight around my body as I hurried away. I thought I was walking fast enough to lose him, but every time I looked over my shoulder, there he was. Blue hair, brown eyes, freckles, and sharp teeth. Chip didn't have sharp teeth. The thing wasn't Chip. It was some sick joke. I wanted no part of it. So I started jogging, running, sprinting. But the thing was always close behind me, its lips curled into a savage, inhumanly wide smile. Its smile stretched literally from ear to ear, and I was sure its eyes flashed orange for a second. I felt cold, like someone had frozen my insides, and I felt sick to my stomach. So I ran. I ran as fast as I could, and I didn't look over my shoulder again. I ran until I got to the front door of my house, let myself in, and locked the door behind me. I checked 3 times to make sure I was properly locked inside. I was. I am. I'm safe. But I still feel uneasy. Like I'm being watched. And I don't mean watched like how we're all watched by the eyes on the walls. I mean properly watched by someone or something. By that thing. I thought it would be safest to close all the curtains in the house, just in case someone decided to stand outside one of the windows, pretending to be my dead best friend.
You have new messages.
Hi, Sam.
This is Freddy.
And Nikki. We're recording this to show you how much fun we're having without you.
Serves you right for not meeting us for lunch.
We're in the cafe near the park, and we're loving it, aren't we, Fred?
Yeah, we are. Hey, Nick, isn't this Sam's favorite cafe?
That it is, my friend. I bet Sam wishes he was with us right now.
Maybe. And I'm just putting this out there. Maybe she shouldn't have ditched us.
Yeah, Sam. Maybe. If you... What the hell is that?
So I'm not sure what we just saw, but...
I know. Exactly what we just saw.
It's an expression, Nikki.
Is it, though?
Yes. It means I'm terrified. I don't want to admit that I know what I saw.
Okay. Why are you recording? I thought we were trying to keep a low profile.
In case we go missing. This can be evidence.
And this evidence won't be helpful to anyone if you can't admit what you saw.
Fine. Okay. Fine. I saw my sister, but she wasn't my sister. She was glowing. Not glowing like a healthy glow. Like gross and orange. Creepy glow. And sometimes she was my sister, and sometimes she wasn't my sister. Sometimes, if I blinked, I'd open my eyes and there'd be a bright light, and she'd suddenly be a boy. Then another bright light, and she was my sister again. Then another bright light, and she was the boy again.
Keep talking.
And sometimes they'd be the same person, and neither of them looked real. Neither of them looked human. The eyes weren't right, and the teeth were too sharp, and there were too many teeth, so many teeth. A person should not have that many teeth. And a person shouldn't have orange eyes. Orange, glowing eyes. And a person shouldn't be able to turn into a different person with a flash of light.
Good, that's good.
And it can't be my sister, because my sister died 2 years ago.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, you're okay.
Another even know who the boy is.
I do. That was my ex-boyfriend, Ryan. I haven't seen him since I was 14.
Why are my sister and your ex the same person?
I don't know, Fred, but you're going to have to stop yelling about it. We don't know what they want, and we're unarmed, and they look very scary. And we don't know what they'll do if they find us again. We need to find somewhere to hide, okay?
Okay.
I thought, since my first day back was okay, that my second day would also be fine. Of course it wasn't. I didn't even last until lunchtime. I mean, I'm recording this at home, and I haven't even had my lunch yet, so that should tell you just about everything. This whole thing with the fake chip is really getting to me. I saw him again. Saw it again. It isn't Chip. It isn't him. It can't be. It's not. It's not him. I didn't even last an hour at school. Got through my history lesson fine. It was good. It was fine. Then I decided to go to the toilet, and that was my big mistake, because while I was, you know, doing my business, I couldn't help but feel like I was being watched. Again. Not like someone was peeking under the cubicle or on top of it, I felt like I was being watched through the cubicle door, which, I know it might sound weird, but I've had weirder things happen to me. So, I finished what I was doing, and I was hoping to find Freddy or even Nikki on the other side of the door. But of course it couldn't be anyone I actually wanted to see. Of course it had to be that thing wearing Chip's face. And this time I was even more sure that it wasn't him. Because every time I saw it, its appearance got weirder and weirder. It had more teeth. An extra row. And they were sharper. And I swear I saw an extra set of eyes. What does it need four eyes for? The rest of us manage just fine with two. What does it need extra eyes for? It was there, just leaning against the wall and grinning. With its rows and rows of two sharp teeth and its four glowing eyes. And then it was laughing, and then it spoke. It said my name. And it didn't sound like Chip's voice, so I know for sure that it isn't him. Because even its voice is wrong. Maybe that's why it didn't speak sooner. Maybe it wanted to make me think that it was Chip before it started to creep me out. Not that it's creeping me out, that's probably what it wants. Creep me out. I won't give it satisfaction. So it said my name, and it just stared at me for a while, and then it turned and walked away out of the door. I was a bit shocked, but I think that's to be expected. So I called my Wren and asked them to pick me up. And now I'm at home. And I don't know when I'll be able to set foot in that school again.
Have you, seen anything weird lately?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Any people who didn't seem quite right? Like they shouldn't be there?
Mm.
Or like there's something off about them? You know, orange eyes or extra eyes or extra teeth or, you know, extra mouths.
Glowing?
Yes, glowing! Definitely glowing. What did you see?
I thought I saw my dad. You know, he's not exactly around much. He goes on these long business trips that last months. For some reason, the town still lets him come and go as he pleases. Which is stupid, because he doesn't deserve it. Sometimes I wish I'd just shut him out, and not let him back in. Sorry, that was rude.
No, it's alright. You were saying?
Well, so, he goes away, and he leaves us with Cindy, his new girlfriend. We don't even know her very well, but my dad leave, and we're off to Cindy's for a month. Even though I'm 18 now, I'm an adult, I can take care of myself. Oh, God. I know I shouldn't miss him when he's gone, but I always do. He's not nice. He ignores me and my sister for days on end. I guess it's pretty hard on him since my mum died. And even before then. But I didn't expect it to be this bad. I saw him on the way home from school the other day. He's meant to be in Italy, but he was there leaning against the wall with his awful haircut and his cigarette. I thought he quit smoking. He told us he quit. And when I looked at him, he laughed. I didn't really feel like talking to him, so I kept walking. But every time I looked to my right, he was there, in the exact same position. I didn't hear any footsteps. I didn't think he was following me, but he always managed to catch up. I walked all the way back to Cindy's house, and whenever I looked, he was still there. Until I was at the doorstep. I knocked on the door and looked around to try and find my dad, but all I saw were orange eyes, and a sort of orange glow in the general shape of a person. And when Cindy opened the door, I asked her if she'd seen my dad. She said he won't be back for another 2 weeks. I ignored it at first. Maybe it was my mind playing tricks on me, or maybe my dad really is back but doesn't want Cindy knowing for whatever dumb reason.
But something changed your mind.
Well, I saw him again yesterday, and his eyes were definitely orange. And I'm pretty sure he had two extra hands. I mean, where did he get them from? What makes him think he needs two extra hands? He's managed fine with just two for his whole life. Selfish bastard.
I'm sorry about him. Thank you, Calliope.
We're hiding in a changing room in one of the clothes shops. I'm keeping track of what we do, in case we go missing, get murdered.
You know, you keep saying that, but the thing is, if we get murdered in this changing room, I'm pretty sure people will know that this is the crime scene because of all the blood!
Quiet, Nikki. I don't actually feel like dying today.
No, could have fooled me.
Oh, well, that's ideal.
What are you doing here?
I would like to inquire about the possibility of us having a sleepover at the Pears residence.
We are not having a sleepover.
Fine. Paranormal research. You got me.
Is this about Chip?
Actually, for once, it isn't.
Fine. Come in, both of you. I'll make you a cup of tea or something.
You mind if I record?
You're already recording.
How did you know?
I just assume you're always recording at all times.
Smart move.
And you told us to always record everything that could be used as evidence. And here you are, investigating, collecting evidence. So, it just seems like the time to be recording, son.
Bloody hell, you're good.
Well, I have been doing this for quite a few years now.
And you're absolutely sure you won't come back to help us with cases?
I was under the impression that you weren't getting many cases at the moment. And I need a break. A long one.
I understand.
Good.
Well, would you still be open to answering some questions for the investigation?
No questions about Chip?
No questions about Chip.
Do you promise?
Promise.
Okay, ask away.
Well, we've been getting some reports of some, strange sightings.
You're gonna have to be more specific, Sam.
Well, people have been seeing sort of distorted versions of people in their lives, or people who used to be in their lives. Mostly the latter.
Distorted how?
Like, glitchy, jumpy, twisted, mangled. Some people have reported seeing extra limbs, that kind of thing.
Like, they're just seeing this person who was once important to them, but it's a version of them that just seems wrong.
Any reports of extra eyes?
Not yet, but, well...
Well, so much for keeping Chip out of this.
What do you mean?
I think you know, Sam. I think both of you know.
The Children of Room 56 is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License and distributed by the Listless Network. This episode was written and directed by Alex Abrahams. It was edited by Alex Abrahams with theme music composed by Jordan Hendrickson and additional music composed by Jordan Hendrickson and Chloe Peterson. The podcast cover art is by Samantha Cook, and this episode's cover art is by Megan Kaysen. The script editors for this episode were Jordan Hendrickson, Chloe Peterson, and Noelle Day. In this episode, you heard the voices of
Aquila Pullen as Esther Ross,
Grey Kilgour as Gareth Adams,
Livy Martin as April Ellsworth, Alex Abrahams as Colin Matthews,
Tam Silverman as Sam Moss,
the illustrious Sean Timboken Flowers as Nikki Dixon,
Eden J. Storm as Freddie Shaw,
Alex Abrahams as Evan Pierce,
Moira Juliet Scott as Calliope Morris,
Livy Martin as Jessica Pierce,
Jordan Hendrickson as the Shapeshifter.
Thank you very much to our patrons Zoe, MJ Scott, Abel and McQuaid Hiller. You can join them by going to www.patreon.com/room56pod. Or, if you don't have the means to do so, tell a friend about the podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok and Tumblr at room56pod, and you can email us at thechildrenofroom56@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
what I'm about to tell you didn't really happen, okay? I mean, none of this could have happened. My girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend, went missing.
You can't find me.
And I went to find her.
You can't see me.
And then everything kind of, well, you'll see.
Laura, don't.
Come on, I just...
It's a bad place, Laura.
Until now, I didn't think we had any secrets here.
They call him Death, but he is so much more.
Nothing. Nothing's here.
Believer, a paranormal mystery. Listen to the complete season one right now, wherever you find podcasts. Or for more information, visit believer.com. Podcast.com.